This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, today begins the two-week national lockdown and Prime Minister Motley urges the public to adhere to the measures. Parliament approves millions of dollars to purchase new equipment for one of this island's testing laboratories. A state of emergency issued in St. Lucia. And Rihanna shows support for protesting Indian farmers and the government calls her statement irresponsible. Good morning with the details. I'm Wendy Burke. As the country begins day one of the two-week national lockdown, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has issued a national appeal to comply with the restrictions. She says many people are still gathering and not wearing masks, which from today are mandatory.
I want to say that we need now to be able to spread the message to everyone. There are still too many people, regrettably, who are not wearing masks. There's still too many people who are gathering unnecessarily. And I want to remind Barbadians that this thing is not playing. This thing is real. And to that extent, I'm asking each and every one of us to join the effort in being able to encourage persons in our communities, in our households.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The lower house has approved a supplementary of around $37 million to the Ministry of Health and Wellness to aid in the fight against COVID-19. The money has been approved to purchase much-needed equipment and the Bestos Public Health Laboratory and the Barbados Drug Service. Minister of Health, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, says with the increased demand of testing and health care due to the pandemic, the injection of funds is needed at this time.
Is absolutely necessary in order for us not only to purchase much needed supplies for COVID, but to purchase them in abundance in order for us to be able to sustain current and also future operations. And why do I say that? Because we are seeing from time to time that the global supply chain and transportation trains, sometimes they do not work in our favor. And the lab, for example, which has been going through a trying time, having to do manual extractions, that has slowed down operations.
Meantime, opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley has called for a comprehensive report on how much money has been spent so far on combating COVID-19.
The parliament should be made to benefit from such a ministerial statement or statement in these chambers that would say to Barbadians up until now, since January of last year, and up until now, we have spent X or Y amount of dollars in responding to the threat of COVID. One big reason for that is because it's taxpayers' money. You know, we have the often and frequent repeated use of this phrase, government spending. It's public spending more than government spending. It's taxpayers' money, it's not government money.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Minister Carrie Simmons has urged more small businesses and vendors to contribute to the National Insurance Scheme to ensure they can benefit in the future.
And if you're selling coconut water, for example, ma'am, that really is that you're selling two bottles. The first two bottles, that NIS money. Then let me get on with the rest of the business. Come into the system. Because today, the challenge for the Ministry of Finance, the challenge for the Ministry of Commerce, will be to make certain that you are able to reach out to the vendors who are selling along the highway but have not registered with anybody. And we want to help those people because they need help too. And where we cannot help, ma'am, that is where the idea of care packages comes from.
Minister of Energy, Small Business and Entrepreneurship, Carrie Simmons. Some hardware stores reported an increase in traffic over the past few days as the island prepared to enter the lockdown. Store manager of Do It Best Sheraton, Raquel Raven, says customers are buying items which suggest they will be spending the time doing home improvement projects.
Yes, it was quite busy actually, to be honest, in the store up until the very last minute, which was 6 o'clock. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of last minute buys, specifically gardening with mosquitoes. Paints are being sold also. So like things people are maybe going to be doing at home if they have any projects that they want to do, if they have any home renovations and things that they want to get done.
Leanna Maynard, store manager at Marshall Trading in Walter St. Thomas, says they've not seen a major increase of in-store traffic, but delivery orders have picked up.
So at this location, not very much, but definitely in delivery. Well, I guess there are homeowners that may be doing work around their house or whatever, but it's been, I can't give you exactly item by item, but yeah, we have definitely seen an influx in delivery.
Meantime, Charlyn Mon, manager at Cherry Supermarket in the city, says they had long lines over the weekend.
Yeah, there has been an increase. I guess this is the last minute rush before the shutdown. This morning has been moderate. It's not really late. On Friday and Saturday, there was really a vast increase. But today, the day before it closed, it's relatively moderate.
And the mad last-minute rush anticipated hours before the national lockdown was not the scene at the popular discount supermarket. When a Starcom team visited the outlet at Spooners Hill in St. Michael, some shoppers said they were surprised at the short line.
It wasn't a mad rush, and today I wasn't expecting to see no short lines. I was expecting to see lines, like, long. But when they come, the line was sharp. I get in and out as fast as I get. Either the shopping cause or the lockdown. So during 2 weeks, I won't go left from home. I never got things to eat.
I got here about after 8. It wasn't what I expected. I thought that lines would be very long, but it wasn't that long. I didn't want to come out in the lockdown because I'm pregnant, and I know that it would be a mad rush with the people, so I didn't want to be in between the people.
Pass up the road this morning, I see the line long. What happened is I see two people pass up, and I see they come back down quick, so I see where they are in the line up there, so I'm going up there now. I just come to get two things. That's all. Because it is that you should not leave home at my age.
As Barbados begins its two-week national lockdown, St. Lucia has gone back to a state of emergency effective today. Prime Minister Alan Chesney made the announcement saying the measure will be in place for an initial 7 days. He said a curfew will be from 7 p.m. until 5 a.m. Chesney also disclosed that the COVID-19 Act is being amended to reduce operating hours for businesses to coincide with the curfew. In addition, he said visitors will now require a PCR test within 5 days of arrival rather than 7 days. However, Chesney stressed that supermarkets and pharmacies will remain open. He said that essential services will continue to operate. The St. Lucian Prime Minister told the nation that the authorities did not take the decisions he announced lightly, but he asserted that the country's history has shown that the government has always faced its challenges head on. Mr. Chesney gave the assurance that health and safety will never be compromised. In Trinidad and Tobago, National Security Minister Stuart Young says government will not be rushed to regulate pepper spray. He notes government had asked for a report on its use in other countries, but believes it's not a simple decision.
There is no magic wand, there's no silver bullet, there's nothing you can do, say, give women or vulnerable men or vulnerable people in our society this, including a firearm, and they will be able to protect themselves, etc. I don't operate in that manner. What I've said is I've asked for a report, I've received the report, the report will be considered. This is with respect to one non-lethal item, which is pepper spray.
Trinidad and Tobago National Security Minister Stuart Young. India has accused foreign individuals and celebrities of sensationalism after a tweet by pop superstar Rihanna extending support to protesting farmers drew global attention. Hours after the singer's tweet, teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg and the U.S. Vice President's niece Mina Harris also tweeted support for the farmers. Their widely shared views went viral, garnering thousands of responses, and the pop superstar's tweet to her 100 million followers sent her name to the top of social media trends in India. Farmers have been protesting in Delhi's borders against new farm laws. In a statement on Wednesday, India's External Affairs Ministry said Parliament had passed reformist legislation relating to the agricultural sector after a full debate and discussion. They said the temptation of sensationalist social media hashtags and comments, especially when resorted to by celebrities and others, is neither accurate nor responsible. Rihanna's tweets on Tuesday linked to a news story about the internet blockade at the protest sites. And India suspended mobile internet services in three areas around the capital, Delhi, where tens of thousands of farmers are camping to protest against the new laws. Recapping the headlines to the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Today begins the two-week national lockdown, and Prime Minister Motley urges the public to adhere to the measures. Parliament approves millions of dollars to purchase new equipment for one of this island's testing laboratories, and a state of emergency issued in St. Lucia. Rihanna shows support for protesting Indian farmers, and the government calls her statement irresponsible. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.